welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus, and we are continuing our study through the book of Philippians. Our life groups are studying this right now, and so we're going to be walking through here on the Drivecast, just looking more in depth at our study through Philippians. And we started really with Philippians looking at even back into Acts 16, at some of the context and the background. We talked about this some last week as well, but I want to highlight something, particularly a person here in Acts 16. This is the background of how the church got started at Philippi. And it says in verse 1 of Acts 16 that Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. I've heard it Lystra as well, but Lystra, a disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. Now, this starts, Timothy is well spoken of by the people around him, and it says Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, so he comes along with him on his missionary journeys, and this starts a long relationship between Paul and Timothy. Timothy becomes arguably probably the closest disciple of Paul. Paul calls Timothy his true son in the faith. He writes two letters to Timothy later on, 1st and 2nd Timothy, when he sets Timothy over the church at Ephesus, and he writes two letters to encourage him. What we know about Timothy is he's still a pretty young man, certainly a young man at this point in time, and still probably a young man even when he's set over the churches at Ephesus. And I've thought a fair bit about Timothy and the relationship between Timothy and Paul, and how, you know, Paul brings this young man under his wing, and he shows Timothy his life, shares his life with him, his teaching, his doctrine, his ministry, how he ministers to people, how he pastors people, how he shares the gospel, and he later on calls Timothy to follow that example, right? To follow Paul as Paul follows Christ. And we're going to take a moment here in just a minute to pray through something, but I want you to just think about, I think about my own life and the guys who have discipled me, the people who have spiritually poured into me, and the people that I've had an opportunity to spiritually pour into. And that's the pattern that we see, right? We're discipled by someone. You see it in the New Testament, right? People discipled by someone, then they pour into someone else. We're discipled. Hopefully you've had that in your life, that you've been discipled by someone, spiritually poured into by someone, and then you're having an opportunity, hopefully, to pour into someone else. That is so important, and it's critical for really the Christian life is we go out and we make disciples. And we've said this, you know, a lot of times at LifePoint that, you know, buildings are great, but they don't ultimately disciple people, right? Facilities are great. I think programs and systems can be great, but it's people who disciple people. And the Holy Spirit is the one that causes people to come to life, to move them from spiritual life to death. But as far as teaching people to obey Jesus and doing the work of discipleship, that's something that God has given us the privilege of being a part of, where we bring people under our wing and we pour into them, and then they turn around and they do that for others as well. So I want us to take a moment and to pray here. And if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, man, I have had those people. I can think about the Pauls in my life, the men or the women in my life who have poured into me. I want you to take a moment and just praise God for those folks and pray and thank Him for them. And then if you've had an opportunity to pour into others, to pray for those folks that maybe you're pouring into right now. And if you're listening right now and you're saying, man, I have not had those people, that have really discipled me, I want you to take some time to ask God for that, to ask the Lord, Lord, will you bring those people into my life? And I also want to encourage you to take some steps. If you're not connected to a life group, or if you're not serving with others, if you're not embedding yourself in Christian community, that's where those relationships often come. So be willing to take the steps to put yourself in environments where the Lord can bring you into relationship with others. But ask God for that. And then if you're saying, hey, I don't have the opportunity to pour into others, I would say the exact same thing I just said. Put yourself in environments where you're going to be rubbing shoulders with others and people that you can meet. But ask God, God, will you bring into my view some folks that I can spiritually pour into? Because that's a desire of my heart to do so. So let's take some time and pray that. Father, I'll just say personally, thank you for the people who have poured into me. It has made an enormous difference in my life. And I thank you for those folks. And God, I ask that you'd continue to give me opportunities to pour into others. And I pray, God, for everybody who's listening right now, that you would bring both people into their life who mentor them and disciple them and pour into them, and then folks that they can mentor and disciple and pour into. And God, help us to prioritize that. Help us to prioritize discipleship in our lives. Take some time now and just pray that for yourself. Again, either thanking the Lord or maybe asking him specifically for some of those relationships. Take some time and pray right now.